klal in Shulchan that suffik brachas lahakel. Because brachas haroni made the rabbanim. If you would have a bracha that would be min haTorah, you would have a suffik, and you would say suffik deraisa vachumra. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person ate kidei sviya, and he doesn't remember if he recited brachas hamazon or not. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that we would say that suffik deraisa vachumra, you have to repeat the brachas hamazon. But on all other brachas that are only the rabbanon, so you would say brachas haTorah, the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Shagas Aryeh, who adopts the position of the Ramban that brachas haTorah is deraisa every day. And therefore, if a person is not sure, he doesn't remember whether he said brachas haTorah, so the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Shagas Aryeh, suffik deraisa lechum, you would say over the bracha. But on all other brachas, we say that suffik brachas lahokel, because brachas are only the rabbanon. Safik Drabana Lakula. But what if a person wants to be Machmar Latzma? So if you want to be Machmar, there's no Issa. But by Brachas, we don't allow the person to repeat the Bracha because it's a Safik Bracha Lavatol. So the Pnei Yeshua, with a group of Acharonim, came up with an Einfall that the prohibition of saying a Bracha Lavatol is because the Motzi Shem HaShamayim Lavatol. The Gemara says in the beginning of Tmura, based on the Pasuk, Es Hashem Elokecha Tiro. You should have Yira from Hashem. So Yira from Hashem means you shouldn't sin. Yira from Hashem also means you shouldn't mention Shem Shamayim Levatol. More learns that from Sukkim. The Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatol, one is over an Issa. There's no Malkus. It's only an Issa Rasei, but it is an Issa Deraisa. So the Pnei Yeshua and the others have this Einfall that's only if the person says the Shem Hashem, one of the Zayin Shem, Shein Nimchokim. The Gemara Masechus Shavuos gives you a list of which are the seven shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that appear in Tanakh that you're not allowed to erase. Kerla, Mekim, Tzvokai, Shakai, Yudkei, Vodkei, Alav, Dalad, Nun, Yud. Different girsas, exactly which are the seven. What if a person says Shem Hashem Balaz? So then he's not Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatol. And what if a person says a bracha in translation? So you're Yotzei. So that's what the Achronim say. Whenever a person is faced with a situation of Safik Brachas, the Rabbanon, and we say Safik Brachas Lahakel, Sveka, the Rabbanon Lakuli, you don't have to repeat the Bracha. And we don't even allow you to repeat the Bracha because of Achshash and Motzi Shem Shamayim Vlatola. So they came up with this Einfall. What if the person wants to recite the Bracha in English? Let him say in translation. So he'll be Yotzei Dechoivus HaBracha. The Yotzei brachas in English in translation. Machlekes satanayim, where the Yotzei kriyashma in translation. But Tosis writes, there's a perik in the end of Soita that's called perik elan emorim. So list off, the opening Mishnah discusses which duchening has to be in the original Hebrew. What's mikra bikurim? I forgot already. It can be in translation. I forgot already. So the Mishnah lists off which mitzvah samira have to be in the original Hebrew and which mitzvah samira can be fulfilled in translation. The Tosis points out, but the Mishnah does not give a complete listing. It doesn't say Kiddush Avdolah Davin, it doesn't say. So Tosis fills you in on the rest over there, the first Tosis in Elan Emor. The Tosis says, if you Davin in translation, you certainly are Yotze. You say a Bracha in translation, you're Yotze, provided that you understand English. You say a Bracha in English, so whoever understands English, if he doesn't understand English, he's from France, and he's going to say the Bracha in English, then he's not Yotze. So the Pnei Yeshua came up with this Einfall. Let the fellow say, if he wants to volunteer to be Machmer on a Safik Bracha, let him say the Bracha in translation. Let him not say one of the Zayin Shem Shein Mechokim. Let him not say, usually we say, Al Abdallah Nun Yud, Hashem Elokeinu. For the Shem of Malchus, we say, Al Abdallah Nun Yud, then we say Elokeinu. So let him not say that. Let him say everything in translation. And your Yotzei, if he say a Kinoi, Yotzei de Bracha. And there's no Motzi Shem Shemayim Lotol. That's how Rabbi Kreger. This is how the Pnei Yeshua and a group of Achronim came up with such an Einfall. Rabbi Kreger has a tshuva, he says that he doesn't think that that's acceptable. Question is, why not? So there is a Gemara in Megillah where the Gemara quotes a Braisa that the Anshe, so part of it is in Masechet Brachas also. That the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which consisted, it was a body of 120 Talmidei Chachamim, and amongst them were Kama Neviim. They were the ones who composed all of the brachas and the tefillahs and Kiddush and Avdolah and all the texts of tefillah that we have today. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were the ones who set up the whole religion as we observe it today. All the Mishnayos, the way we observe everything, was set up by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Obvious and told us, all the Klolim, everything was set up by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And they instituted all these brachas, and then the Gemara says, Mikam v'yelech, after the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, also the Sapa b'shvacha shal mokan, you're not allowed to praise the Rabbanu shel Olam on your own, because the pasuk says, "Mi ma'alel gros Hashem yashmiya kol tehilasa." Who is worthy of reciting "Mi roi lamal gros Hashem"? Who is worthy to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Only one who is yashmiya kol tehilasa, one who knows how to hit the nail on the head. He knows what to say. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was a choshev group of people. Amongst them were common Nevi'im, so they knew what's a proper form of a sheva. A person may not know. He's going to think that he's praising the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom who gave us the Torah Amada. What is he going to pray? He has to know what he's talking about. You have to know what are you praising? Maybe that's the highest form of praise. You have to know how to praise the Rabbanu Shalom. The Gemara makes fun. The Gemara says, Moshel Amada Vadema, a farmer has no hashtag of wealth. A poor man, a farmer. So he's going to praise the king. The king is so rich, he has $50 in his bank account. $50? The guy down the block has $50. The king has billions of dollars in his bank account. So we can be praising the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom is so great. He's able to figure out a pen Yeshua on his own. He can make a leinen on a Mishnah on his own. What are you praising the Rabbanu Shalom? So you have to know how to pray. So that's when they were saying, Mekam v'yelechos of the Sapa b'shvach v'shamo. So Rabbi Kivega has such a svar. He has a few svaris in his tshuva. Why he's opposed to that age. When you have a suffix brachas, lehokel, why don't you say balaz? Like many acharonim say. Say the Bnei Yisoscha writes like that also in his sefer. And derech pikudecha. Whenever you have a suffix bracha, you say balaz and you say it because there's no isa motzi shem shamayim la'atola. And you want to be machmar and a sveka derabon and lakula, gizunta hate be machmar. As long as you don't violate motzi shem shamayim la'atola. So say balaz and there's no isa.
I think you said the Moshe Kreis would say Hashem alakeinu, which is Same thing. As in English.
Right. If you say Hashem Elokeinu, also Akinu, same thing.
You don't have the problem of saying anything different than the Chacham Olam.
Exactly. Right, exactly.
That takes you from
today. No. Okay. So Rav Soloveitchik said that Rabbi Kivega is saying that there are two separate prohibitions. One prohibition, Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatola. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Tmura. That goes on the Zayin Shem Shem Mechakim, as Hashem Elkecha Tira, not to be Moise Shem Shemaim Levatola. Im lo sishma liira as Hashem Elkecha, im lo sishma, how does it say? Lo sishma liira as Hashem Anichbet Vahanoira, Zifel Hashem is Makoischa. So that Pasik, as Hashem Elkecha Tira, goes on Yira as Hashem, Yira from the Rabbanu Shalom. But that Pasik, im lo sishma liira as Hashem Anichbet Vahanoira, Zifel Hashem is Makoischa, sounds like you have to have Moira from the Shem Hashem, not just from the Rabbanu Shalom, his essence, but Moira from the Shem Hashem. Moira says that the Motzi Shem Shama Atala, that's Monis. And then Rabbi Kivega is saying, based on Mimal Gros Hashem Yashmil Kal Tilos, it does in Isis, Mikan V'yelach, after the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, also the Sapa B'Shvach Shal Mokam, you're not allowed to say a Shevach. Not only you shouldn't compose your own Shevach, you're not allowed to say a Bracha either if the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah didn't Shakal Nibet Dvar is a Nusach that they composed. But I'm so excited over learning. I'm going to say Baruch Ata Shakol Neim B'Dvara. I'm excited. So they said, no, you shouldn't say even a bracha that they composed unless it's the time when they instituted that it should be said. You can't just say Baruch Pri HaGofen in the middle of nowhere. If you're drinking wine, you say Baruch Pri HaGofen. Why? It's a beautiful bracha. Baruch Pri HaGofen, it's true. The Rebbeinu Shlom created grapes and vine and wine and everything. You can't say it unless it's when the Chachamim required it. So that's what Rabbi Kivega has one svara. Even if you say the bracha balaz, even if you say the whole bracha in Hebrew, but instead of saying Aleph Daleth Nun Yud and pronouncing Elokeinu properly, they'll say Hashem Elokeinu. We all know what he's referring to. So since you would be since a yotze the bracha if you say it like that with the kinuyim and the laz, so you're saying a bracha, and it's a suffik bracha. It's a suffik if you're mechuyif to say a bracha b'ki ha'gavna. So that's included in the iser of Mikam b'yelachas of the sapa b'shvach hashama. One is not permitted. There's an iser shem shemaim levatola. That's one iser. Then there's another iser of saying a bracha levatola. Bracha levatola. Even if you're not in violation of saying shem shemaim levatola, you're not saying the shem Hashem One of the Zayin Shem Shein Nimchak is still the Nisa Bracha Levato. So that's what the Yerushalmi had. Tesis quotes from the Yerushalmi. If a person accidentally said a Bracha Levatola, for example, he had a turmis and he says a Bracha, Barpi Adam, Barpi Eitz, whatever the turmis is. And then it falls in the mud, it gets filthy, he can't clean it, it falls down the drain, whatever, he can't get it, he can't retrieve it. So then he wants to eat a different turmis. He has to have new bracha. So what happened to the first bracha? First bracha is a bracha levatala. So Tosfos says, whenever a person says a bracha levatala, v'chein nocha loyma, akor bracha levatala, baruch shein kvar machus v'yoga. What is that all about? So what she told, what it means is the following. The bracha levatala ha-tegizah, a bracha levatala. He said bar pri ha-doma on the turmis, and it's farfal. That's a bracha levatala. But in addition to the bracha levatala, there's also a violation of motzi shem shamayim levatol. He said the shem Hashem. That he said the shem Hashem in the context of a bracha. He said bar pri hadama. He said bar pri hoitz when he wanted to eat the fruit or the vegetable. So lachor, what should that be a violation of motzi shem shamayim levatol? So that's what the chachamim said. No, if you mention shem Hashem in the context of a bracha and that bracha is not acceptable, you weren't allowed to say that bracha. So that's considered motzi shem shamayim levatol. You cannot say that the shevach that he said bar pri hadama, that's going to be the shevach that spares me from the violation of motzi shem shamayim levatol. That shevach was b'yisr. So that's why the Yerushalmi recommends say baruch shem v'ay malchus aliyam avod. Recite a different shevach. It's not going to help now if you're going to say shahakol nivah dvar. It'll also be a bracha levatol. You have to say some other shevach, not in the form of a bracha, in order to spare you from violation of the motzi shem shamayim levatol. So if they say baruch shem kvar mechus nelva, blessed be the shem Hashem, so that saves you from the violation of motzi shem shamayim levatol. It's not levatol, you said a shevach, but it doesn't save you from the violation of bracha levatol. Self kosof the bracha levatol you did. Except that whenever one says a bracha levatol, there's a double avera. Not like the Pnei Yeshua and the others assume. The whole Isur of Bracha Levatol is only because of Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatol. No, there are two Isur. It's an Isur of Bracha Levatol and Kami El Chasa Desapa B'Shvachu Shal Mokam. And the Shem Hashem that was mentioned in the context of the Bracha that was B'Isur is a violation of Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatol. So if he'll say a Shevach later to the Shem Hashem that he said, so that'll remove the prohibition, that'll remove the violation of Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatol, but it won't spare him the Isur of Bracha Levatol. That bottom line, he did say Bracha Levatol. That's how the Lachar, that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi, that if one said a Baruch HaLevatola, he should say Baruch Shem Kol Mechus HaNavod, at least to spare him from the violation of the Shem Shamayim Levatola.
In general, with Shem Hashem Lanz, does that mean, how much Kedusha does that have? Like if that's in a newspaper, bring that into the bathroom or something like that, is that a problem?
That's Machlaikas. If you look in the Dorim, the Gemara in the beginning of the Dorim says, one who is Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatol is Roy Len Adoso. You should put him in Nidui. So the Ramban didn't have a Rif on the Dorim. We have a Rif on the Dorim. Ramban didn't have. So he wanted to be Mashlim, the Hilchas HaRif. So he wrote his Chibur, his Hilchas Nador. So we have in the back of the Dorim, in the big Gemara, they have the Rif next to the Ramban in the middle, and then we have on the side of the Rif, you have the Rabbeinu Yoina, you have the Rabbeinu Yoinasin on Erevin, you have the Nemukhi Yosef or the Ran. So there they have the Ritvo and the Nemukhi Yosef on the two sides of the Rif and the Ramban. So they both quote, if you look the first page in the Dafim and the Rif on the Dharm, Daf Aleph, so both the Nemukhi Yosef and the Ritvo quote from the Tshuvas HaGoinim in connection with that Gemara, that Amotzi Shem Shamayim Levatola Roy Lenadoso. So it's going to be a punishment because of that serious avera. So they both quote from the Goyim that one should be machmer not to be motzi shem shemaim levatole, even shem shikarm lehem haloz az balaz. Let's say G-O-D or L-O-R-D or something like that, A-D-I-E-U. One should be machmer to treat that like shem Hashem with all the chumras. You look at the Rambam doesn't quote this from the Goyim. The Rambam just, Nilchus Yisari Atar, when the Rambam lists off the Zayin Shein Shein Mechokim, so he says, Hashem Shekarm Lehem Haloz Az Balaz, in any other language, the Yod, L-O-R-D, he says that that only has the status of a Kinoi, and there's no prohibition of Motzi Shem Shamayim Levatol. Doesn't have that in Kedusha, not Menator, not Menorabon. You look in Yerbedeya in Hilchas Sefer Torah, when they list off, they have a whole page where they list the Zayim Shem Shein and Chakim. So the Shach quotes the Rambam. He says that the Shema Shekarim Lehem Haloz as Balaz don't have any special status. It's the same as Kinuyim. You don't have to treat it with special respect. But in the big Shulchan Aruch, it's not quoted. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes this Chumash Agayim in the very beginning, on page 1 or 2 or 3. In the very beginning of the Kitzur, he quotes this. So that's why many in Europe, I remember my grandmother, Aleihah Shalom, when she was only spoken Yiddish to me. So I was brought up by my grandparents for a while because the family lived in Philadelphia. It wasn't a yeshiva there, so my parents had to send me to New York to go to yeshiva. So I had to stay with my grandparents. So my grandmother would never say, God should bless you or something like that. She would always say, Sein Heiliger Name. His holy name should bless you. She wouldn't say in Yiddish. I remember Rabbi Gerelik told us, who was Rebbe here in Yeshiva, he said Rabbi Baruch Be'er would never say God. He would say Gimel Tes, Zolder Bench. He wouldn't pronounce Shem Hashem Balaz because the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes this Chumer Sagoinim. Rabbi Soloveitchik said that his father used to be Machmir whenever he would go to the bathroom. His father didn't have too much money. Whenever he would go to the bathroom, he would take out all the money from his pocket because it says in God we trust. So he treated G-O-D as a Shem Hashem, the Chumer like the Goinim. And he wouldn't take it into the bathroom with him. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said on one occasion. Then on another occasion, he didn't say these at the same time, didn't want to be mevazeh his father. He said on another occasion, he said that when they print in the books G-D, instead of printing G-O-D, it is not Amaratzis, it is Sheer Amaratzis. And it comes from a Jews college. He thought the Jews college in England was the source of this spelling. I don't know if it's true. And he said, the Rambam says that the Kinuyim, G-O-D, G-D is the same as G-O-D. Everybody knows what it stands for. He said if you put in three asterisks, and you know that it stands for G-O-D and G-D, so it's the same thing as G-O-D, same thing. Whenever you have a Kinuy, doesn't matter what the Kinuy is. So he thought that there's no difference between G-D and G-D, G-O-D, it's all the same thing. That's not like his father. His father was following the Chumash HaGaidim. So the kids of Shulchan Aruch quotes the Chumash HaGaidim, and the big Shulchan Aruch it doesn't appear. They left it out, and the big Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, quotes the Rambam. That the Shem Shekarim Lehem Halayaz Ez Balaz is not a problem. Chaim Oizer has a tshuva about the Israelite. There used to be a French newspaper, The Israelite. So they would write the essay, so they would write A-D-I-E-U, that's a Shem Hashem Balaz. And Rav Chaim Oizer suggested they should put a dash. They should leave out one of the letters, they should put in a hyphen. I guess he must have learned in Jews College. He was the one who suggested that. He said, the Chumash HaGaonim is that you treat Shem HaShekar Ma'aloz as Balaz like a Shem Hashem. So the proper Eitz is, because people throw out the newspaper in the garbage. So he said, the Eitz Ayutz is that you should leave out one of the letters and put in a hyphen instead. Put in a dash instead. Yeah.
One of the reasons they didn't—that was wrong, if I remember correctly—was that they said the name of Hashem is untranslatable. So, G-O-D is not this. It doesn't mean.
That's another thing. Rav Soloveitchik said when you say Kriya Shema, you have to say Kriya Shema Kichsova. So there's a machlekes hatarim. Can you be able to Kriya Shema in translation? So we pass the years. Rav Soloveitchik said that his father pointed out there's a Tshuvas HaRashba where the Rashba says that Shem Hashem, design Shem, any name can't be translated. Vayadav Hashem Moshe Lema. How does it say? Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lema. How does it say Kriya Shema? Vayomer Hashem El Moshe Lema. Dabel Bnei Yisrael Yemartu Aleim Yasu Lohem Tzitzis. So he says you can't say, and the Lord spoke unto Moses saying, Moses is not a translation. His name is Moshe. Proper nouns don't lend themselves to translation. So he said that Vayomer Hashem, you have to say, and Hashem said to Moshe. Shem Hashem has to be said in the original, and Moshe has to be said in the original. He had a Tshuvas HaRashba. Afik Eyam quotes that Tshuvas HaRashba. He points it out that Shemus, especially Shem Hashem, but any Shem, like Moshe, Avram, Yitzchak. You can't say Abraham. What Abraham? There's no translation for a name. A man's name is Avram. His name wasn't Abraham. So there is no translation. So he thought that when one once they say Kriya Shema in translation, it has to be a direct translation, so you have to say the Shem Hashem in the original. If you're davening Shemone Esrei, so that the Rambam says, whatever you say, Brocha, so you can substitute a Kinui. You don't necessarily have to say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Elokeinu. If you say a different Shem Hashem is also good, or the Rambam says, if you say a Kinui is also good. But by Kriya Shema, if you're saying Kriya Shema in translation, so the Rav Moshe Salveitchik pointed out this Chuvas HaRashba, that Shemas don't lend themselves to translations. Someone said we should alert Otzgro to this Chuvas HaRashba, because when they have the translation, so they write Hashem, H-A-S-H-E-M. So if you're going to say the Hebrew translation, you're not Yotze, according to this Chuvas HaRashba. I think somebody alerted him. They're still running the business the same way they did before. Okay, they decided against it. Must have yes, they're Rabbanim. So they're not concerned about it.
In terms of Shemos, like what is to be buried, is this all totally the same thing, whether Shemos Shem Belas is Kedusha or not?
Yeah, Midir Rabbanim. The Goyim claim that Midir Rabbanim, they made up this Chumah Rabbanim. It doesn't appear in the Gemara anyway. They say that Shem Shukar Melahim Aloz Ez Belaz, you should treat it with Kedusha, not to throw it out. Shemos, I remember once someone had put a Megillah Esther into the Shemus and Broyas. So somebody came to shul the next day, so he sees that, so he started to lift. He says, the fellow put it in as an Am Haaretz. He doesn't realize that Shem Hashem doesn't appear in the Megillah Esther, and you don't have to put it in the Shemus. He thought that Shemus is only for Shem Hashem. I don't think that's correct. Megillah Esther is a chunk from Tanakh, a pasuk from Tanakh, even if it doesn't have Shem Hashem, is also, it's Kedushas Kisvi HaKodesh. Even Hashem Hashem, not in the context of a pasuk, also is treated with respect that you're not allowed to throw it in the garbage. But if you have a pasuk, that for sure, you have the Torah for sure, you're not allowed to throw that in the garbage. Shemus is either for Shem Hashem or for a Torah.
Also for wedding invitations, it say,
yeah, that's right. Rav Moshe Feinstein recommends you shouldn't put that on a wedding invitation because everybody throws wedding invitations in the garbage. So if you wrote a pasuk, you're not allowed to throw a pasuk in the garbage.
Does it work if you wrote
I don't know. You should paraphrase it. You should paraphrase it instead of writing a pasuk. Say something other than pasuk, not exactly the same.
According to Yisham, Rosh Hashem phrase is not
a takon. It's
something
that
they create.
Yeah. Yeah,
so is
Archibald Kibeg is Shvach?
What
right
do you have to say
about Shem Shvach? No. Mimal, I think they only asked, we say Yigdal, we say Adon Olam. We say a lot of other Shvachim. They asked not to say in the form of a bracha. Not in the form of a bracha, we say it's mutter. Either marshal that the Gemara gave to the farmer who's praising the melach that he's so rich he has $25 in a bank, so good to tie him. But we assume that the Yisr only was if you say a bracha levat tola. If you say another shevach, we do allow it. That's why at the end of Anim's Miris we conclude, me mal gros Hashem, yashmir kol tilasa. We apologize in case we didn't say something proper. In case we said something improper.
What makes it into the form of a bracha if you're not using this Shem Hashem? You're saying it balaz, you're saying Hashem Elokeinu, it's not really the form of a bracha.
But it's a direct translation from a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shalom Yivadvar. So I just said a bracha. So that, since it's a nusach of a bracha of Shem Malchus in an ending that you're saying something, so does say that bracha. So bracha levatol is also. So Rachel was upset. A lot of times you have at a Chazonim's concert. So the Chazon says, Baruch atah, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shehechiyanu. He sings the whole thing, Shehechiyanu, Kmano Lazman Azeb. So he says, Abracha Levatola. Was it help that he says, Hashem Elokeinu? But bottom line, if he would have wanted to be Yotze, Shehechiyanu with that, he would have been Yotze. So he thought that you're not allowed to say that. That itself is Abracha Levatola.
But we have this problem of the Abracha Levatola by Tefillah. This problem.
What do you mean by tefillah?
We say tefillah, does that apply if you say the tefillah without Shem Hashem? Would it say that it's not?
If I say belaz, if I say in translation, so since that's a translation of a bracha, so I could be, I'd say bracha by saying that. So it comes out of just said a bracha levatol. That's not permissible to say. Even They say a bracha levatol is an isir, even if you're not being moitzi shem shamayim levatol. You know, he's saying the shem Hashem balaz, and you'll assume like the big Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, that there is no moitzi shem shamayim levatol the balaz. The goyim have a chumra that mid the rabbanon and see the motzi shem shemaim levatola if he say balaz. So the whole takana, the whole eitz tayv of the pnei shul wouldn't work if you're going to say balaz. If you say Hashem alakena properly, that wouldn't be a violation. But if you say geodia, elodia, something like that, so then according to the goyim, that's already motzi shem shemaim levatola. So even if a person would say Hashem alakenu. But still, since that's an acceptable form of a nusach habracha, it can be a bracha with that. So that itself would be a bracha levatol.
Is there an exception for chinuch?
The Gemara says for chinuch it is mutter to say bracha levatol. The Gemara says yotza moitzi. Let's say you already were yotze kiddush, and someone comes in, he doesn't know how to say kiddush. You're permitted to say kiddush for him. Yotza moitzi by bichas hamitzvah. Or by Kiddush, but not by Bichas Hanenin. By Bichas Hanenin, I cannot say Hamoitzi Lechmanoitz for somebody if I'm not eating bread. I cannot say the bracha to be Moitzi in. Gemara says, unless it's Lebanov of Bnei Beso, if he has little children and they have to say Hamoitzi, they don't know how to say, and he's teaching them, so for the sake of Chinuch, you're allowed to say Bracha Levatol. That's what it boils down to. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the end of the third parak. You don't apply Yotza Moitzi to Bichas Hanenin, so I cannot say Hamoitzi, I cannot say Shahakal on behalf of others, unless for little children, so then for the sake of Chinuch, you do permit it. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote a whole tshuva 50 years ago, that today we live in a generation where we have Chinuch for adults also. Years ago, in the days of the Gemara, they only had Chinuch for little children. And today we have Chinuch for adults, so you're allowed to say Bracha Levatola for the sake of Chinuch for adults as well. The Lubavitcher Rebbe had a campaign that everybody should put on tefillin. Mivtza ha-tefillin. He started off, the campaign was that the soldiers in the Jewish army in Eretz Yisrael should wear tefillin, because the Chazal comment on the pasuk, V'ro kalam mehortz k'shem Hashem nikra lach liyorim imeko, eile tefillin shebarosh. So if the soldiers in the army will wear tefillin, so the enemy will be afraid and they'll win the war. And then he had a whole mivtza ha-tefillin, get everybody to wear tefillin. So a lot of times they get a guy off of the street in New York, they ask him, are you Jewish? Did you wear tefillin today? Didn't wear tefillin? So they tell him, say a bracha and put on tefillin. He says a bracha. So the Satmar Rebbe published an attack against the Lubavitcher Rebbe 50 years ago. The people don't believe in God. They don't believe in Torah Menashe Mayim. So you get him to say a bracha, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Lakeinu Malachim, Shek Shem Sosu V'Tzivonu. They don't believe in Hashem, Alakeinu Kitshonu Tzivonu Malachim. They don't believe in anything. It's like a bracha levatola. And they don't believe in anything, so the kiyam mitzvah is nishkin kiyam mitzvah. It's like havana shalalotzeis. If a person doesn't believe in Torah Menashemayim, even if your mitzvah is ain't sichas kavana, but if you have kavana shalalotzeis, then you're not yotze. So one who doesn't believe in kidshana b'tzivano and everything, so it's like the equivalent of kavana shalalotzeis. So the Satmar Rebbe had a whole attack against the Lubavitcher Rebbe. What did he accomplish over here? Not only does the man off of the street not have any kiyam mitzvah, you caused him to do an avera. He violated Lifnei because he got him to say a bracha levatol. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe printed a response, probably in there. They have a collection of all of the essays of the Lubavitcher Rebbe on the Arba Chelka Shulchan Aruch. It's like Shadas and Chuvas. They probably have it there. I didn't look. So he printed a response. He said, there's a din of chinuch. And for the sake of chinuch, in the days of the Gemara, chinuch was only for ketanim. And today we live in a generation that's chinuch for gedolim as well. And for the sake of chinuch, you're allowed to say a bracha levatol. You're allowed to get him to say a bracha levatol. Let's say teaching children how to read siddur. So you get them to say the Shmon Esrei. So they don't say all the 19 brachas in one shot. So the first couple of weeks, they say only the first page of brachas. And then is all the brachas amak v'zuzu. So you're not yotze anything. So you had the children say bracha levatol. How do you do that? You train children to read a siddur. At first, they don't know what they're saying. So isn't that bracha levatol? The answer is, for the sake of chinuch, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, there's no Yisrael Bracha Levatola. So he said, these guys that we get off of the street, the end is going to be, we're going to get them. The end, we're going to get them to keep mitzvah. We're going to get them to believe. So since we're doing it, the Shem Chinuch, so there's no Yisrael Bracha Levatola. That's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe responded. Yeah. For the sake of Chinuch, we do permit Bracha Levatola. Yeah. So the Gemara says that whoever recites a bracha levatola is in violation of Lesisa Hashem Shamachach Shov. So the simple reading, the Gemara sounds like it's in Yisad Deraisa. So the Rabbi Netam, the Kama Mekayim, says his famous Chiddush that the Gemara only means that a bracha levatola is the Rabbanu. It's not a Nisa deraisa. It's only a Nisa derabban. Baruch Levatol is derabban. That's how the whole Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush that women are permitted to recite the bracha when they volunteer to fulfill mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So there are two different hesberim. So the Mordechai and Erevin quotes a different version of the Rabbeinu Tam. Mordechai and Erevin says that just like we say a bracha obim in hogim, we recite the bracha over Chatzi Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos says, whenever we fulfill a minhag, so we recite the bracha. Why? Because the Gemara seems to say in the Dorim that you mechuyev midirabbanan to observe minhagim. A minhag is binding midirabbanan. So since you mechuyev midirabbanan, so you mechuyev. So you got to say a bracha. Birchas hamitzvah. So the Mordechai and Erev in the second paragraph, quotes Rabbeinu Tam is saying that when the women shake a lulav, when the women sit in sukkah, since their minig is already for so many generations that they volunteer to fulfill the mitzvah of Shazman Groma, so the mukhiv to say a bracha because you mukhiv to say a bracha when you fulfill a minig. That's like a man saying chatzi hal la mashchedesh, you mukhiv mitam minig to say chatzi hal. So the women are mukhiv mitam minig to shake a lulav and to listen to tkiyas, so therefore they can say a bracha like you say a bracha in a minig. That's not the way we have the Rabbeinu Tam. But yes, Tosfos always says a totally different version of the Rabbeinu Tam. That the Gemara has a machlokes hatanayim whether noshim samchus v'shus or noshim asuris lismach. The pasuk says beginning of Vayikra when you bring a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, so it says if a man brings a korban, so he's obligated to do smicha. How do you do smicha? Smicha b'chol koicha. You have to put your two hands. The Mishnah says smicha b'shtei yadayim with both hands. You have to lean on the not just put your hands on. You have to lean on the animal was in such a way that if you were to take away the animal, the person would fall down. That's the din of smicha. If you don't lean on the animal, you're not yotzei smicha. So the Gemara says that the Tosfos points out that's really if not for the fact that the Torah requires we have to do smicha, that would have been in a violation of the din of losava b'v'chol sherecha, losogas b'chol tzanecha. There's an isegiza b'avayda on all karbonas. Isegiza b'avayda even applies after you paid the hegdash, even after if the behemah gets a mum. And you paid it, and it's ice kadosh, but the Gemara learns that Gizav Avodah still applies. And if it doesn't get a moment, you're not paid it for sure. The apostle brings an Isa Gizav Avodah. So that's an Isa Avodah B'kach. So that's only mutter to do the smicha. If a man is bringing the carbon, he's mukhiv to do smicha, then the Torah makes an exception to the rule. If a woman is bringing the carbon, so the Bali Atosis learn Pasha Pshat in the Gemara in Chagiga, that's out of the question. A woman is not permitted to do smicha b'chol koicha. The only shaila is, should we, but the women feel bad. The women feel bad that they're excluded from a mitzvah. It's not fair. So the Tanoim had a machlek is, do we permit the women to do an imitation smicha? Just akufi yadaychu. Just to hold the hands on top of the behemah, but they shouldn't lean on the behemah. So it's absolutely not yotze anything whatsoever, but the women are satisfied. Like the women's prayer groups. The women don't have a minyan. There's no minyan. They can't say dvarim shebikdusha. But if they're satisfied, so that's the question. Would we permit the women to have a women's prayer group if they're not going to say Dvarim Shebikdusha and they're not going to do Chazar Sajat, so it'll make them happy. Lasas Nachas Ruch Nanashim. That's what the Gemara says. Would we permit the women to do an imitation smicha only akufi yadaycha, have your hands floating on top of the carbon, not to do smicha b'chol koicha? Would we permit an imitation mitzvah where there's no kiyum whatsoever to do Nachas Ruch to the women? So that's a machlokes satanoi. So what's the machlokes satanoi? So Tosfos explains, the Gemara doesn't really explain. Machlokes about the nashim samchas v'shus and nashim asuras lisma. So Tosfos explains like this. We really should make a gzera derabbanan prohibiting akufi yadaychu. You shouldn't allow someone to put his hands on top of a carbon because they're going to see the men are leaning on the carbon, so the women may also decide they want to lean on the carbon. So we really should make a gzera derabbanan. We shouldn't allow the women to do this. So that's the machlokes satanaim. So one Tana says it's also because there's a mokum ligzer, shema they'll do a smicha b'chol koicha. The other Tana says no, you're just dealing with an issa derabbanan. So in order to do nachas ruch lenoshim, so you don't make an issa derabbanan. You don't introduce an issa derabbanan. It's such an important consideration of nachas ruch to the women. They shouldn't feel excluded. So you don't make an issa derabbanan. So that's what leads the Rabbeinu Tam to say. But what if a woman wants to volunteer a mitzvah says to Shazma Gram? So Gzuntay, that's not a problem. Godla mitzvah v'yos and mishayin mitzvah v'yos means the man who does the mitzvah says to Shazma Gram will get more reward than the woman. But you see from the Gemara, if the woman will volunteer the mitzvah, she gets reward. just a pilpul, more reward, less reward. We assume less reward than the men, but there is a kima mitzvah. So the shayla is now, but the women would like to say bracha also. So kedei lasas nachas ruach l'noshim, you do a mitzvah without a bracha, except you have the feeling this, you have an empty feeling. It's not a real mitzvah. So the women want to say a bracha. So do we permit the women to say a bracha? Bracha, bracha sheina tzvicha is an isur. So do we permit the women to say a bracha in order kedei lasas nachas ruach l'noshim? So Rabbi Natam says yes, that the whole din of bracha levatov is only the rabban, a bracha sheina tzvicha, bracha levatov is only the rabban. On the level of their rice, they're giving a shevach to the Shem Hashem. So there's no motzi Shem Shemaim levatola. And it's a nice nusach ha-brocha, but it's actually Shekhar Sharm, so it's on Atilas Lulav. What's wrong? It was composed by the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. You can't go wrong. So on the level of their rice, it is neither a nisa motzi Shem Shemaim levatola, nor a nisa brocha levatola. Both the whole issue that we're talking about is only a nisa derabban. And that's the Gemara, the kedei lasas nachas ruach lenoshim. We don't make exera derabon, or we even permit you to violate an isa derabon. That's how the Rabbi Natam. That's how the Tosis quotes this Rabbi Natam. Tosis b'kama mekayim is quotes like that. So we assume that bracha levatola is only derabon. So that's why, for the sake of chinuch, we would allow. It's only an isa derabon in the first place. So for the sake of chinuch, the tanoim allowed it.
Now, to make exera is
the same as the derabon. There's a mokum to disagree. Yeah, there's a big mokum to disagree. That's the way the Rabbi Natam is presented in all the Masichtas. Whenever they quote it, they say, just like over there, we didn't make Gzera Derabbana, Kedei La'asas Nachas Ruach L'Noshim, so to over here, we allow the women to violate an already existing, there already is an Issa Derabbana, the Seh Brach Levatol. It's not that we decided not to make. So that's a very strong taina against Rabbi Natan. What kind of a comparison is that? Nachas Ruach L'Noshim is a consideration not to make Gzera Derabbana, but if there already is a Gzera Derabbana on the books, there is a din of bracha levatola. So how does he know that we allow the women to violate bracha levatola because they allow us nachas ruach l'noshim? That's a strong argument against Rabbi Natan.
According to the Rambam, because you said it's a mitzvah raisa, so why was it not a
brachinuch purposes? I don't know. That's a good question. The Magen Avraham points that from the Rambam, it would appear that he took the Gemara literally. The Rambam seems to allow bracha levatola and he said they're raisa. So that's a strong kasha. Why do we allow it? Don't makom chinuch. I don't know.
The
Rav introduced
the subject
of asking by children. How many brachas
do you make
children?
You pointed, you didn't. How many brachas do you make?
One.
Is it
one?
You
said two. Right. A bracha on the shayad and a bracha on the shal rosh.
Turns out he's a
sfarim. Oh.
Okay.
Good. That's the machlekes. Rashi and Tosis later. How many brachas do you say on the tefillin? Right. So Rashi says you only say a bracha on the shal yad. And if you're not mapsik, you don't talk him into in Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, you don't see another bracha on the Shal Rosh. The two mitzvahs are covered with one bracha. And the Rabbein Tam disagrees. How to read the Gemara? That's the bottom Taisvus on Samach and Beis. Rabbein Tam comes up with his pshat. No, if you didn't talk him between the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, you say one bracha on the Shal Yad and one bracha on the Shal Rosh. If you did talk, then you got to say two brachas on the Shal Rosh. I've always gehad gevan azazach, whoever heard that you say two brachas on one mitzvah? You say two brachas on the Shal Rosh. Why should you say two? If you're not mapsik, so the bracha l'aniach tefillin goes on the Shal Rosh also. And in addition to the l'aniach, you say al mitzvahs. And if you did talk in between, then it's a hepsik. So the bracha l'aniach tefillin that you said on the Shal Yad cannot relate to the Shal Rosh. You got to say two brachas on the Shal Rosh. Where do you ever have a case where you say two brachas on one mitzvah? So we have it by bris milah. When you have a bris milah, so the moil says ala milah. And then you say Lachnis b'bisu shal Avram Avinu. So what is that all about? How can we say two brachas on the Rishonim asked the question. The last daf in Rav Lezer de Milo. So the Tosis really asks, why do you say two brachas on one mitzvah? That's the Shaiva and the Rabbi Natan. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that these two mitzvahs have something in common. Hanochas Tfilin and the Bris Milo have something in common, namely that word. They both create a chaloshem on the gavra. Usually a person shakes a lulav, a person listens to tkiyas, a person sits in sukkah, shai. So he did the mitzvah and goodbye. It doesn't make him into a changed person. When a person has a bris milah, he's a different person. It's parim chadash ba'olakam. Before he has the bris milah, he's not allowed to eat truma, and he's not allowed to eat korban pesach. He's an orel. And after he does the milah, it's not just that you did a mitzvah. You did a mitzvah that affects a change. So one bracha al ha-milah is a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. The other bracha, lach nisa b'visa, shalav ram avinu, is a bracha on the chaloshem on the gavra. So he thought that perhaps that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is driving at by tefillin as well. That by tefillin, the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Tefillin, that when a person wears tefillin, it has an effect on his personality, that he will be have more seriousness and more Yirah Shamayim, and he won't be kidding around. You're not allowed to joke around when you wear tefillin, because the tefillin is supposed to have an effect on the person to make him a more holy individual. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik taught was Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam, that if Soch, if you talk to me between the Shalyad and Shal Rosh, Soch Levorach Shdayim on the Shal Rosh, why? Because when you put on tefillin, it accomplishes, why is it only on Shal Rosh? That's a good question. Let's say a person only has Shalyad, doesn't have Shal Rosh. Person only has a Shal Rosh, he doesn't have a Shalyad. So we say in Shulchan Aruch, he says two brachas on the Shal Rosh. But if a person only has a Shalyad, he only says one bracha, only Lanya. Why shouldn't he also say two brachas? Why do we single out that this effect on the personality is only on the Shal Rosh? Why not on the Shalyad? But that's another discussion based on Psukim and Chumash.
Regarding the Rabbeinu Tam, being able to appease women by letting them make a bracha.
Yeah.
So the Rashi and the Tzulim brings that an extended Tala Shula, saying that we all say with a bracha, even though it's not chayav in a bracha. The logic no longer applies, to appease people to make a bracha on Tala Shula.
Uh-huh.
So what the
on Tal Shula, one is not obligated. You're not obligated to put on tzitzis. But if you do put on tzitzis, they're assuming that there is a kima mitzvah.
He says one should not be mivarech, but if he is, it's okay.
One should not be mivarech.
He says one should not be mivarech, but if he does, it's not a problem. Uh-huh. And he compares it. He says it's exactly the same as. And he brings Mishal Mashal as a riot. She put on tefillin, and then Mishtama, she made a bracha, even though she had no fear to.
I mean, that proves there have been a Tom's
right, and then he extends it to a regular person wearing Tal Shula.
Mm-hmm. I don't see what the comparison to Tal Shula. I don't know. We can explain Tal Shula differently. I don't know, but I don't know Pshat than that. This I don't know. Yeah. So how did we get to this whole story? We were learning Agmar again, last night. We're learning Ketzim Avarchim. So the Mishnah said that on all vegetables you say Barchi Adomo, except for bread that you say Hamoitz. So except if not for the exception to the rule, you would have said Barchi Adomo on bread. That's what it sounds like. But the bread is baked. So you see that in baked and cooked vegetables, you also say Barchi Adomo, unless you have a cause to say a fancier super bracha. Hamoitz Lechon Ratz is a fancier bracha. But otherwise you would have said Barchi Adomo on the bread. So the Gemara says, isn't this a proof that on shlokos you should say bar piyado? So the Gemara says a machlekes amarayim. Nachman thought it's a machlekes tanoim, possibly, or at least a machlekes amarayim, in all cases. So the Rif assumes like Rab Nachman, and he takes a stand and he says, well, we prove in the Mishnah that shlokos, even after you cooked it, after you baked it, it retains the original bracha. So therefore, he doesn't distinguish between Ishtana Ligriyus and Ishtana Lemayusa. He says that was Rav Chizda said like that. Rav Nachman doesn't distinguish. And since we prove in the Mishnah that Bin Mulsayah Kaimer retains the original Brocha, so even if it'll be Ishtana Ligriyus, it's still going to be Bar Piyadon. And the Re Balata Rabbeinu Yehuda Mi Paris, the Balataisus does not, Kendil Rabbeinu Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda Siliot. So he does not paskin like that. He paskins like Rav Chizda, who says there's no machlekes amarayim, there's no machlekes atanayim. It depends. Ishtana ligriyus, ishtana ligriyus. So that's the Gemara that we learn. So we got up to the Gemara over here, about 10 lines from the top of Lamites and Medal. The Gemara says leimet kitanoy. Should I say that the issue of shloka is cooked vegetables, whether panim chadash ba'olakan is a shinoy and it's a synthetic food and it should be shahakol, or no, it should retain the Mosaic Kaimer, retains the original status, and should still be Barpi Adoma. Should I say that we have a Brisa to Machlegis HaTanoim? Why? Once upon a time there was a story. Hano Trey Talmide, who were the Tanoim? There was a personality, a Talmudic figure, Bar Kapora. Who is Bar Kapora? He was a student of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, we always assume, was the last of the Tanoim. His students were the first generation of Amoraim. So he had two students. Bar Kapora, two students. So that's the second generation of Amoraim. So somehow the Gemara calls him Tanoim. The Gemara calls the students of Bar Kapora are considered Tanoim. Okay, so we got to make a different cutoff point. We always thought that the Rebbe was the last of the Tanoim. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that there was such a thing as Sifra Shalot Marishan. Zeh Sefer told the Sodom What do you mean? The Chumash is a history of mankind. The Lo Sefer Tov L'Sodom. If it's a history of mankind, it's poorly written. The Gemara says this Sefer Tov L'Sodom is an allusion to the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom showed Adam Arishon, that Adam Arishon was first opened up his eyes, and before he got up out of bed on that Friday that he was created, so the Rabbanu Shalom said, you're going to have descendants, going to be a whole world full of people, and Jewish people, and he unraveled in front of him the whole history of all of mankind, the whole history of all of the development of Torah. That's Sifrei Shel Adam Arishon. So that's the Gemara quotes certain lines in the Sifrei Shel Adam Arishon. The one of the lines says that Rebbe v'Rav Nosson Asof HaMishnah, Ravina Ravashi Sof HaRoi. So it's usually assumed Rebbe Rav Nosson Sof HaMishnah, that's the end of the period of Tanoim, and after them was Amaroim. Rav Tanahu Talik. Rav held that he had the right to act like a Tana. And Rabbi Yechanan held that not so. Rabbi Yechanan held that Rav is an Amira. We usually assume that's the end of the period of Tanaim. This Gemara sounds not so. The Gemara calls the students of Bar Kappara, he himself was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, so the Gemara calls his students Tanoi. Okay. Don't know. So the Gemara says there were two students, Hana Trey Talmidi, the Havayas V'Kamei de Bar Kappara, Heviyu Lefan of Kruv V'Dur Maskin, Ufargiyos. Kruv is what? Cabbage. Dur Maskin is what? Shaila whether it's a Hadom or Ha'etz. Taisa says either it's a fruit or vegetable. Dur Maskin. We're not sure. It's something more than a shahakal. Either it's a burpee, adam, or burpee, it's fine. What's fargios? Duck. Chicken, duck, something. Okay. So the kruv is burpee, adam. Okay. And the fargios is shahakal. And the dermaskin is either ha'etz or adam. Fine. But so, nasam ba'kaparu shus lechmehem levarach. Ba'kaparu told one of the talmidim, you say a bracha, and we might see all of us with the bracha. What do you mean you say a bracha? If you eat, if you said hamaytzi at the beginning of the meal, so dvar mabay machmas hasuda, everything is covered with the hamaytzi. So obviously, either they were not eating bread. Rashi writes, dvar halala einim boy nulapes says halpasa v'shloim machmas hasuda ein boy. What does that mean? There's a gemara later that dvar mabay machmas hasuda. If you're eating something in the middle of the meal to fill you up, so then. Well, it doesn't say that. It says Dvam Habayim Machmas Hasude Hamoitzi Patas. It was Dvam Habayim Shalom Machmas Hasude Hamoitzi doesn't patas. So in that Gemara, there's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi Shita is, according to Rashi, none of us are covered with Hamoitzi the way we eat. According to Rashi, Dvam Habayim Machmas Hasude means the lapis by sapas literally. Are you nibbling bread at the same time that you're eating the chicken? So we usually don't. We have a little bit of bread at the beginning of the meal, and that's it. And then we eat the chicken and the vegetables, and we eat everything separately. We don't keep on nibbling bread the whole time. So according to Rashi, you got to say Shahaklam Hadoma, Emizainis, and the Kugel, and everything. Everything needs its own bracha. So we don't follow Rashi, we follow Tosfos. That whatever is, Dvar Maboy Machmas Hasuda doesn't mean you're eating it together with bread. It means whatever you eat in order to fill yourself up, that's covered with Hamoitza. So the soup is to fill you up. Let's say an appetizer is a deal, and the Rashba has a machlekes about that. The appetizer is in order that the person should be able to eat more in the middle of the meal, so that he doesn't eat the appetizer to fill him up, but the appetizer is lahamshech tayves achila. So that's a shayla. We make ourselves, so we don't say bracha on an appetizer. If you want to be machmes, so you eat a little challah with the appetizer. Okay. So according to Rashi, it's easy to frame for the case. The guy's eating a meal like we eat a meal. He's eating the chicken and the vegetables and the soup. He's not nibbling bread with the whole meal. So you got to say bracha on everything. The way we follow Shita Sateisu is that whatever is to fill you up is called Dvar Baboy Machmas Hasuda. So I can say the chicken is not Machmas Hasuda. The chicken is the main course in the meal. And the kruv and the dur maskin, that's one of the side dishes in the meal. You're eating vegetables. Everything is to fill you up. So according to Tosfos, Mesami Olam Shat over here, it didn't say Hamoitzi. There was no Hamoitzi over here. Stop. They were eating without any bread. Whatever it is, for some reason or another, it wasn't covered with Hamoitzi, and you got to say a separate bracha. So what's the din? One person can say the bracha for all the others. Is there taka such a din that one person can say the bracha for the others? So the Mishnah has, let's take a look. Mem Beis Amid Aleph, the last line in the Mishnah. Hoyu Yoshvim, if you have people, guests were invited to eat the meal by me, and everybody's sitting around the living room and they're serving hors d'oeuvres. Each person has to say his own bracha. You cannot have one person say a bracha to be much to the others. If Hesebu, if they're all in a reclining position, Echon Mubarach Lukulam, only if Hesebu. If Loi Hesebu, not. So we discussed it. The Rishalmi pointed out that there are three exceptions to the rule, but we don't allow Shemea Kohenes, and one was Kriyashma, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, one was Tfilah, and the third one was brachas in connection with eating food. If Hesebu is a different thing, the whole Chabure only becomes obligated to offer one bracha, but if lo hesebu, then kol echad v'yechad mevorach liyatzma. Taisa says that bizman is there, we don't have any hesebu, nobody eats hesebu. So yeshiva didan kesebu the two. If all the people are sitting around the table, that's called hesebu. So this din, if hesebu, echad mevorach lukulam, when does it apply? So take a look on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. Hesebu echad mevorach lukulam. One can say the bracha to be mighty all the others. Why? So we explained, it's a din, the chabura becomes obligated to offer one brach. Amar Rav, lo shanu ela pas, the boy has seba. Abal yayin, lo boy has seba. That one should say, bori pri agofen, to be moitzi the others, there's no need for seba. And we don't accept Rav's opinion. We hold that pas and yayin go together. Rav Yechanan Amar, afilo yayin nami, boy has seba. Can only be moitzi the others, if you have a seba, pas and yayin is the same. Whenever there's machleg zahar, Rav Yechanan, Halachik Rabbi Yechanan. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, pass and yayin are the same. What if they're eating ice cream? What if they're having beer? What if they're eating fruits or vegetables, some potato chips? They're having something else other than pass and yayin. So how did Rab present it? What was the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi said, "Other shana pass the boy is a yayin la boy has seba." Rabbi Yechanan says yayin is the same as pass boy has seba, but it sounds like other foods la boy has seba to be mighty the whole group. With a birchas hanenin, other than pasan yayin, there's no need for hesed. One person can say the bracha and everybody can be it. That's the first version. Ika diyami, another version has it, vaita des machlekes rabbi rabbi yechanan, but it's different. Ika diyami, amar rabbi loshan ala pas, the mahanyele hesed. Ava yayin lo mahanyele hesed, he holds that hesed only makes sense by pas, and we rabbi yechanan disagrees, pas like rabbi yechanan, birchanam akili yayin nam mahanyele hesed. So he's saying, outside of pas, or the way we pass can like Rabbi Yechanan, outside of pas for yayin, lo mahan yeh seba. The whole concept of a seba doesn't help. So if they're sitting around and they're drinking beer, or they're sitting around, they're eating snacks, anything other than pas and yayin, you cannot be moitzi the others with the bracha, even if you're going to have a seba. The first version is outside of pas. We pass can pas for yayin go together. Anything outside of pas for yayin, that's called achila bikriyas. Pas for yayin is called achila bikriyas. Rab held that it's only called achila bikriyas, it's only called a chabure if it's pas. And we pass like Rab Yayin, either pas or yayin, it's called the kriya suda. So anything else outside of pas for yayin, lo boy has seba. And the second version is lo mahanyala has seba. So how do we paskin? Minakata lakata, two opposite cheetahs. So you look at some achlekas, the Ramam and the Raiv, and the Mechaber quotes the two opinions. Yeshomim, if they're sitting around and eating potato chips, if they're sitting around and drinking beer, or eating fruits, so yesh omrim that it doesn't even help Haseba. One cannot never be mitzvah the others of the bracha. That is the Yerushalmi. When it comes to eating food, you don't allow Shemei Kaina. And the other opinion is no, only pas v'yayin boy Haseba. And the other foods, lo boy Haseba. You can be mitzvah the other person even without Haseba. So that's 2 days in the Mechaba, 2 days in the Gemara, the Machlekes, the Ramam, and the Ravim. That's the Gemara. Yeah. So Taisa Bayas raises the question. It's not pasan, it's not yai. Neither. It's chicken. Alamitesa manala. Fargios is some kind of fancy duck, a snack of duck or something. And Kruvan Dermaskin is some kind of fruits or vegetables, whatever it is. So no, it's not pasan, it's not yai. So how come it says, Nosem bakapar lushus lechem mehem levorech? He told one of them, you say the bracha to be mitzi all of us. So he said, that follows the one version. The Gemara had two lashonos there, whatever daf we were just reading. The Gemara had two lashonos, Amem Gimel Amid Aleph, two versions of the Gemara. The Machlekes and the Ram and the Rav is two versions of the Gemara. So this Gemara is assuming that he can't be mitzi the others. Can't be mitzi the others. And the Gemara said, Haseb only makes sense by Pas and Yayin. That's Rav Shmuel. Rav thought Haseb only makes sense by Pas. and Rabbi Yechanan. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan that Haseba even makes sense by Yayin as well. But Haseba doesn't make sense. There's no concept of Haseba that all Chabur is in together. There is no concept of Haseba by Sharev. So that's the problem with the Tosus here. Tosus says, Nosam bar kapar rishus lechmem levorach, near the Meir bebrocha shalafanov. They're talking about the bracha in advance. That's a simple reading of the whole Gemara. The Gemara says, "Emizamnim ala peres" means I cannot be moitzi someone else with a bracha achrayna unless it's bread or we had the Tosis before. The Osam Rabbi Gamliel Rishus le Rabbi Kiva Levarach. The Tosis on the bottom of Lamed Zayin and Aleph. Rabbi Gamliel Rishitasa held that on all the Zayin Minim they were sitting and eating kosovos. They were sitting and eating dates. Here, yeah, five lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin and Aleph. The Tanoim. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel v'haskein with the Tanoim she'misubim ba'aliyah bi'irich v'hevir lefneim kaisavos ba'ochlu v'nasim Rabbi Gamliel v'shus Rabbi Kiva levarach to say the bracha achreina. Why? How can he be moitzi everybody else? Isn't there a din in the Yerushalmi that you don't say shemei kaina by bracha achreina only by only emizamnim ala peres? You can only be moitzi the other was with benching pas. So Tosha says, well, this was Rabbi Gamliel Shitasa. He thought that you say Gimel Brachas. The Mishnah says Amem Dalet. Rabbi Gamliel holds he say the whole Birchas Hamazon, even on all the Zayin Minim. So he held that you got to say Birchas Hamazon. So Birchas Hamazon, you can bench Mezumin. So he gave Rabbi Kiva Rishus, he should bench Mezumin. Then Rabbi Kiva said, Halal Maratana Rabbeinu, Yachad Verad Malacha Giram. We don't paskin like you. We paskin that you don't say Birchas Hamazon. You say Aloetz Vapirait. So therefore, he mumbled the Bracha under his. He muttered the bracha under his breath, and he told all the other. Rabbi Kiva told the other, but he said, "You're on bracha achrayin. I can't be moitzi you because aim is alin malaperis." So that's what Tosis says over here. Doesn't bakavar rishus levarech doesn't go on bracha achrayin. Aim is alin malaperis. He can't be moitzi the others with bracha achrayin unless they don't know how to say bracha achrayin. That's the klal. That sefer a bur, sefer mevarach a bur yaitze bebrachas. But it's not a sefer a bur. It's a shneim shachlu is a mitzvah lechalek. You don't allow Shemei Akoina. So Tosis says he can't be talking about Bracha Achreina. It's Muchach and the Gemara. It's not talking about Bracha Achreina. Now why Tosis has to go fly? The Gemara is talking is the Bracha Shehakol is of Adama. It's clear in the Gemara he's talking about Bracha Rishon. So Tosis gives a different Hechreach. He can't be talking about Bracha Achreina. He's on Amal HaPeris. So he must be talking about Bracha Rishon. So what's the story with Haseba, without Haseba? So the Gemara says Haseba is only meaningful by Pas and Yayin. This Nishkin Pas, Nishkin Yayin. So obviously it's Bali Haseba.
According to the first Lashon,
you don't need a Seba
by the others?
You don't need a Seba. The first Lashon is you don't need, the Haseba doesn't exist outside of Pasav Yan. So the first Lashon is you don't need Haseba. You can be mitzi the others with the Brocha Shavafaneha on other foods without Haseba. And the second Lashon is it doesn't even help Haseba. The Tosis over here writes a Pesholoi Kalach. It's a problematic Tosis. Tosis writes, Umari beHaseba. It's talking they had Haseba, so that's why one can be moitzi the others with the Shahakal of the Bar Pi Adoma. What do you mean? The Gemara says, Haseba is only meaningful by Pas and Yayin. Outside of Pas and Yayin, there is no Haseba. It's a Pella. Can be. Then Tosis adds on, like they write over there, Ve'en lono Haseba, Ve'onu en lono Haseba, El ala Pas. What do you mean? Anu ein lana. The Gemara says like that. Taisa should have said Anu ein lana haseba afilu b'pas. Taisa says Yeshiva didan. Taisa writes on the Mishnah haseba the bottom Taisa some men base amid al haseba echad mevarach l'kum. So we never eat the haseba only on Pesach night. We don't need hases. How can you be mighty someone else? The Taisa says Anu ein lana haseba Yeshiva didan can haseba the two. So it's problematic what Taisa says here. They say Mari be haseba. Then Taisa at the end writes, "Lekach tzarich levarach kol echad v'yechad, al kol echad al kol davar heim beperes heim beyayin." I can't be mighty someone else with bar piyagafa. It's not true. What do you mean? Taisa themselves write later on. Amen gimel amen alf. Who was it? By Havdalah. Taisa says, "If you have a sebu, so when I say bar piyagafa, and everybody can drink my wine." That's what he pointed out by Kiddush. The Chazon Ish said. You don't need Haseba to be moitzi the others with the Yayin. I can even say Bar Piyagaf. I can say the whole Kiddush with the Bar Piyagaf, and even if I'm not drinking at all, Haseba accomplishes the whole Chabur is eating together. The whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Birchas Hanenin. But even if I'm not drinking wine, I can be moitzi someone else with the Kiddush with the Bar Piyagaf. So you don't need Aseba to be mitzi the others by Kiddush. Tosis only says it by Havdalah. If you want to say Havdalah to be mitzi the others with what? Not with Havdalah. You don't need Aseba for Havdalah. Why do you mitzi the others with the Bar Piyagof? And they had a meaning in the days of the Baal HaTosis that everybody takes a sip of wine from the Koshal Bracha Shal Havdalah. That's what the Brichas Rosh comments on and Tosis and Mim Gimel. So if you want to be mitzi the others with the Bar Piyagof and Havdalah, so for that you need Hasebu. Or you need yeshiva? Huh? Yain tapuchim, so you have the two lashonis in the Gemara. Either it doesn't help a seibel, or you don't need a seibel. But you can't say that you need a seibel. So the Taisus is problematic over here. Taisus says, L'kach tzorach, kol echad, each individual person should say his own bracha, al kol dover, heim v'peres, heim v'yain, except for pas. Why? The Gemara put together pas v'yayin. The Gemara says pas v'yayin need a seba. And Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a seba, so we have an equivalent of a seba. So what did Tosis say? That Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a seba, so yeshiva the danke, seba the two is only by pas. Why is it only by pas? Why shouldn't yayin be the same thing? We don't have a seba, so yeshiva the dan is seba the two. It's the maximum tzir if you can have. I don't know if that's a problem. Anyway, this Tosis is a problematic Tosis. Tosis says, "Amar beHesebu, the Gemara Mem Gimel says beFeresh Hesebu is only by Pasviyah. It doesn't help by Fargios." So what happened over here? So okay, so Bar Kapara holds like that version. The two Lashonis in the Gemara, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Bar Kapara said, "You say a bracha to be mitzi all of us." So what did he say? Nasa b'harbal shus lech mem levar. Kofatzu birech ala fargios. So he says, shahakol niye b'dvaray an the fargios. Lig legolav chavera. So the other one started to laugh. Why did he laugh? Koaz bar kapara omar. He got angry. So he says, lo yahal melevar chanein koyis el ala hamalag legani koyis. He's upset. Why one was laughing at the other? Because the first one who said the bracha is not so learned. Im chavercha doyme kimisha loitom tam bosa meyolam. He's so crazy about eating the chicken and the duck that he said shahakol. He really should have said hadama on the kruv and the dormaskin first. And he said shahakol first. So just because he said shahakol first, so it's not right. Amed liglaktolov. It's not right that you laughed at him. So he did know the din. Then he says, "Lo halam alag legani kois." Not only am I upset about the second Talmud who left at the first man, halam alvorach ani kois. I'm upset on the one on the Talmud who said the shahakol on the chicken. Why? Imchach mein kan zikna ein kan. You think that you're smarter than I am and you know how to learn better than me, but I'm older than you, so I have more life's experience. He was their rebbe apparently. These were two talmidim of Bar Kapara. So he said, "You should have asked me. I gave you authorization. I gave you permission. You should say the bracha to be matzias." You should have asked me, which bracha should I say first? Should I say Ho'adama first, or Sha'akol? What should I say? So that's the story that the Gemara quotes. The Gemara says, what was the machlokes between the two students of Bar Kapara? The Gemara refers to them as Tanoim, the Heilige Tanoim. The Gemara says, Shneim lahatziu shnasim. They both died because Bar Kapara was so angry at them, both of them. They did wrong, so they both died within the year. Shneim lahatziu shnasim. So the Gemara says, "My lab ha'okamif li." This is a machlekes hatanaim, the two students of Bar Kapara. The mevarech sova, the one who said shahakol on the chicken, must have thought shlokas afargia shahakol niyeh b'dvar. They're both going to be shahakol anyway, because the shloka is if you cook any fruit or vegetable is a shinui. Whenever it's ishtani, it loses its original identity and it becomes shahakol. So all the food on the table is shahakol. You have chicken shahakol and you have cooked vegetable shahakol. So since everything is shahakol anyway, so the question is, should I say shahakol on this to pata that? Or should I say shahakol on this to pata that? So that's what we were discussing yesterday, the Gemara, Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph. Amar Rula, 5 lines from the top. The Machlekes HaTanaim in the Mishnah, Mem Amabez, if you have different fruits, I love oranges and I don't enjoy grapes so much. But I'm going to eat, that's I have no choice. I'm going to eat the grapes with the oranges. So I'm going to say, ha'etz, I should have a grape with an orange together. Not mechuyev. So should I eat the grapes first or the oranges first? Is it a hidden mitzvah? The bracha is really chal on the first bit of food that he eats. That's what we were discussing yesterday. And the food that you eat is considered sort of the heftah shal mitzvah. Eating of the food enables you to recite a bracha. So reciting a bracha is a mitzvah. So the food that you eat first is called a heftah shal mitzvah. So there's a din of hidden mitzvah. You should have a beautiful thing. So the question is, which is the hidden mitzvah? One of them, I enjoy oranges better than grapes, but grapes is lech from the shibis aminim. So that's a machleg zabuda in the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yudah says, and the Chacham, Rabbi Yudah says, "Yesh b'nei min shiva, olav hu mevarech." The grapes are from the shivas aminim, shenishtapcha b'meretz Yisrael. The tzehila mitzvah that should be chosen as the chepta shal bracha. Say the hoetz on the grapes, and the orange will be covered. The Chacham amrim, no, aleizem em sheyurtze. If you have a chabib, you enjoy oranges better than grapes. So the hidah mitzvah is to recite the bracha over the chabib. So they both are saying, in principle, they're both saying, the first bit of food that you eat is the food that the bracha is chal on. You should choose the mufcha, you should choose the... whichever one is more important, and that's the shaila. How do you determine which one is more important? Which one makes a hidden mitzvah, the shivas aminim or the chaviv? So it must be that the one who said, shehakol on the chicken and gehalten, that the cooked vegetables is shehakol. Nochamo, where are we? My love, all comes from the Mavarach. So the one who said shakal on the duck thought, shloka, sufargis, everything shakal anyway. So Hilchos said, the shayla is, how should I do a hida mitzvah? Should I say shakal on the duck, or should I say shakal on the cooked vegetables? So he hadn't eaten duck in the last 50 years. Duck is expensive. Or chicken, whatever kind of fargis it is over here. Yeah, probably duck, something special. So he felt that chaviv odiv, chaviv. That's how we paskin. The machalek zabir and the chachamim, we paskin over there. If one is shivas amin and one is chaviv, so we paskin like the chachamim, that the chaviv is odiv. So here also, if I'm going to say shahakal on one to be moitzi the other one, then let me say the shahakal on the chaviv. And the fargios was the chaviv. And the malagleg disagreed with him, and he must have held. From malagleg sover, the second student probably thought that shlokas is bar prihu adama. Well, fargis is going to be shakal. The duck is shakal, but the vegetables are b'mosai kaimi. It retains the bracha bar pi adama. So that's a rule. Whenever you're going to perform two mitzvahs, one after the other, as far as you're concerned, you can either do A first and B second, or B first and A second. It doesn't make a difference. Let's say, I remember once I was at a wedding, and I came to the chassan station, there wasn't a minyan. So it was the beginning of the month, so someone said, let's go outside and say Kiddush Levana. If there would be a minyan, would it have Ma'ariv? There was no minyan, so I said, let's say Kiddush Levana. There were more than three people. And then when the minyan gathers, we'll daven Ma'ariv. So one of the Rabbanim said, no, Torah B'Sheina, Torah Kaida. Since we daven Ma'ariv every night, and you only say Kiddush Levana once a month, so you have to daven Ma'ariv before you say Kiddush Levana. So I said, that would be fine if you have a minyan. So you're holding, you either do A and then B, or B and then A. But if you can't daven Ma'ariv. We're not ready to daven Ma'ariv now. Because we don't have him, we don't have b'chidus. So what should I have to say? Tonim shet tonim. So he insisted, no, that's the din. You're not allowed to say kiddush levana. So the pashtus says that's not so. The only time you say there's a seder which mitzvah to perform first. Tonim shet tonim, mikudush ve'mikudush. If you're interested in performing the both mitzvahs, you don't care whether first day and then be a first B and then A. Then you have the rules and the regulation. So one of the rules is mikudush ve'mikudush, mikudush kodesh. You have a more important mitzvah and a less important mitzvah, so you do the more important mitzvah first. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If you have, you got to say Bar Pri Adama and Shahakol Niyah B'dvar. It doesn't really make a difference whether you're going to say first Shahakol and taste the duck, or you're going to say Bar Pri Adama first and then taste the vegetable. It doesn't make a difference as far as he's concerned. And you're not violating the Derech Eretz, the Midas Derech Eretz. There is no Seder. That's what the Mefarshim say on Mishnah, as we mentioned. If the wife, they didn't wash for bread, so the wife is going to give the fruit cup first. So the husband says, first bring out the main course because you have some spaghetti, you got to say mezainis first. No, you don't say mezainis first. That's in the kitchen. The first course that's served, you say the bracha then. You're not holding by saying the both brachas now. The seder adorim is that you first eat the entree and you first eat the fruit cup, then you eat the next. There's a seder adorim. There's a seder adorim, you're not holding by performing two mitzvahs, you're only holding by doing one mitzvah. So here it didn't make a difference. They had the fargis and they had the duck and they had the vegetables over here. So the second, the malaglega gehalten, that you say two distinct bracha, shahakal on this and hadama on that, and the bracha of hadama is more mafurat than the bracha of shahakal. So therefore, that's considered like mekudesh vein and mekudesh mekudesh kani. We got to say barpi hadama first. That's what we mentioned yesterday. Tosis raised the issue: what if you're going to say ha'etz and ha'adama? So Tosis quotes the halachas gedolus, right? That's the top places Tosis and Nemal of Hanal. If one is going to be ha'etz, one is going to be ha'adama. So the halachas gedolus paskins, the ha'etz precedes the ha'adama, because that's more mefurat than ha'adama. So Tosis says it's not really, you can't really derive it from Ardaf. Ardaf, the Gemara is talking about shahakal versus ha'adama, where the shahakal is a bracha klalis and ha'adama is a bracha mefuratis. But a bracha yosef mefuretis and a bracha pachas mefuretis, a ha'etz versus adama, that you can't really prove from Magma that that's called a mekudesh vein and mekudesh, that one is more chashuv than the other. And then for the tchilas ha'sugya mem alef and alef is also muchach, not like the halachas gedolos. From once you get to the sof ha'sugya, so it's nita lehiyomer. So then you're able to say, okay, so the halachas gedolos holds lefi ha'maskana that that's the din. But Magma is talking about Agma, we understand that this, the bracha mefuretis, the ha'adam, is considered more chashuv than the shahakol. So the umalag leg sovar, and the second Talmud was of the opinion that the shlokas, the kruvin, their maskin was shlokas, it was cooked. That should retain the bracha bar pi'adam. The fargis is going to be shahakol, hilkach, peira adif, there's a seda hadvarm, you should say mekudish vein and mekudish, mekudish kaidim.
Why did they both have logical reasons what they did?
They both violated Kvod HaRav. In the days of the Tanaim, there were big sticklers on Kvod Talmid HaChacham. You got to ask which one should I say the bracha on. You got to ask which one to say the bracha on. They tell a story, a true story, that once a couple was going through Chalitza, so they told me you got to listen to the instructions every step of the way. You got to make sure you do everything right. If you do it wrong, you may have to do it over. So they told him, do this and do that. Take off your shoe and take off your sock and wash your foot. No chatzitz and do this and do that. Do the other thing. And don't brush your teeth in the morning. The Yivama can't brush her teeth, so she'll do rikika, everything, all the instructions. And then they wanted to make sure that he was a right-footed Yavam, because if he's a left-footed Yavam, you have to put the shoe on the left foot. So how do you test to determine whether a person is a right-footed, a righty or a lefty? You see how he writes. So how do you tell whether a person is right-footed or left-footed? So the Tzaddik Shulchan Aruch, tell him to stand over here by the wall. Tell him, walk to the other wall. So whichever foot he puts out first, that's how you determine. If he puts the right foot first, then you assume he's right foot. If he puts the left foot first, then you assume he's left foot. So they told him, walk from this wall to that wall. So he said, which foot first? That was exactly the test. So he thought that he has to ask every step of the way. You got to make sure he doesn't make a mistake. So over here, there was an issue.
But the person that held that both are shahako, even if he would have asked, it would be a mistake. Because chaviv is kaidim. I don't care what the rabbi is going to tell him. Well, he surely didn't do it now.
They must have heard there was tumbling going on. Rav Chizda, Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yechon, everyone was tumbling on the cooked vegetables. Where they say, Hadama Shahakal, this was the generation when they were fighting about this issue. All the different versions say, should have asked the Shaila, what bracha should I say over what?
According to Rashi, he says the masking is that it's. So even if it was Shaluk, isn't that against the rush that it was, people would say that it would retain its Hadama, because it doesn't need Tzur Sapri? I mean, even if it doesn't need Tzur Sapri, so it should still be Hadama.
Okay.
You still have Hadama versus Shahakal.
Mean to answer Tesis Kasha?
No, I'm saying like you can see from Rashi that, because Rashi says to be the sugi that they're all going to be Shahakal. Rashi would say
One opinion, if he say that it's Ishtani and it becomes Shahakal, so it's Nicha. If it doesn't become Shahakal, so Taisa is not Rashi, so it should have been Ha'etz. How come the Gemara says it's Adama? So you're answering?
No, because the Gemara says that he assumed that they were all Shahakal.
Right.
Meaning it says, afterwards, the Gemara says they were Akol, that everything was Shahakal.
That's the second version, yeah.
So if you're going to say that everything is Shahakal, so according to Rashi, that Domaskin was originally Ha'etz, but after it's Shalak, it becomes Shahakal.
Right.
I mean, the rush was super in that case. He says maybe
no, the rush was a masupik. If you have vegetable soup and you strain out all the vegetables, then it says in Taisin, you say barpi adama, even though you strained out all the vegetables, because you cook the soup with the vegetables. But if you make fruit soup, so the rush is mistopic to say that wouldn't be ha'etz, that would be barpi adama. Because for barpi ha'etz, the word pri ha'etz means a fruit. So you need surah sapri, you need carrots. Hashem came bar pri adama means doesn't mean vegetable. Bar pri adama means I don't know, not the fruit of the ground. The Gemara says said bar pri adama on the koira. That's why you say on the koira. That's not fruit. Pri adama means something that's edible that grew from the ground. The produce of the ground. Bar pri eitz doesn't mean the produce of the tree. Bar pri eitz means the fruit. So that's what the Rosh Hashanah. You can't say bar pri eitz if you don't have tzuris aprini keres. But bar pri adama doesn't mean vegetable. Bar pri adama means the produce from the ground, something edible. So adama you can't say on the fruit soup. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like Rashi would say that even by a fruit it would be shahakal in this case.
If you hold ishtani, yeah. If you hold from ishtani, so everything is knocked down. It's considered a synthetic food. It doesn't retain its original identity. Everything is knocked down to shahakal, like tofuri. It's considered a new synthetic food.
But it's a case of shalak in the Gemara.
Right, so that's a shadow. Whether shlokas, bimel sayer kaimi, that they retain the original bracha, so it should be whatever it should be. Or do you say lab bimel sayer kaimi? It should be shahakol. The shaila is if you hold bimel sayer kaimi, so Taisa says on Rashi, why should it be hu adama? Should it be hu eitz? The Gemara says if you hold bimel sayer kaimi, it would be hu adama. So Taisa times why should it be hu adama? Should be hu eitz. I thought you were answering the Rashi. It could be that that's the answer, that it was cooked till it fell apart. So it didn't have a tzura saprini keres. So ho'etz was out of the question. Only shayla was, does it retain ho'adoma or does it go down to shakal? Maybe that's a teretz on Tosfos Kasha against Rashi. And Rashi also for tzura, for pariprietz, you need tzura saprini keres. Maybe that's the teretz. So the Gemara says, my lab ha'okam ha'fligi, that this, the two students of Bar Kapara were arguing about this. That the one who said shahakal on the duck, the potter, everything. He was of the opinion everything's going to be shahakal. So it's a question of hida mitzvah. How do you do the hida mitzvah? The chaviv. And the chaviv to him was the duck. He hadn't eaten duck in the last 50 years. And the other one held, no, one is suadama and one is shahakal. So the one is suadama, and there's a seder kedima, mekudesh vein mekudesh, mekudesh kodem. The more important mitzvah should be performed first, or the more important mitzvah is the suadama, because it's a bracha yosem uforet. That's how the Gemara originally suggests. The Gemara says, "Loi, not necessarily so. The Yolim, you can say, the Kuli Alma could be that both students have the opinion, Shlokas, the Fargia, Shahakal, Nimidbar. They both agree that Shlokas is Shahakal, Panam Chadosh, Bo Lakan, everything Shahakal, and there's still Shaykh to have a room for a Machlag Vach, Bahai Svarakam of Lee. Marsova, the one who said Shahakal on the duck, his opinion was Chaviv Adiv. Marsova, the other one thought, not chaviv adif, kruv adif, because the zayin, because the kruv is more filling. The kruv in the damaskin is more filling than the fargia. Like similar to the machlokes later. The way the Gemara interpreted Amarula machlokes b'shep yuchasem shavois, if you're going to say ha'etz on everything anyway, he's eating the orange and the grapes. The grapes are shivus aminim, the orange is chaviv. He enjoys oranges better than he enjoys grapes. Or let's say grapes. By me, that's not shat. Let's say figs, dates. I don't enjoy dates. Oranges, I enjoy. Dates, I don't enjoy as much. And so, let's say the orange is chaviv, and the dates is not chaviv at all. But it's a shivus aminim. What can you do? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Where is the hida mitzvah to say the ho'etz on the chaviv, the part of the other one? To say who eats and the min shiva. The Gemara says maybe that's the machlokes. Said the kulam, everything is shahakol, but one is chaviv and the other one is zayin. So maybe that's the machlokes. Which way constitutes the hidden mitzvah? Okay. So we discussed there were two different kinds of ishtani. One ishtani was he grinded up into tiny particles. That was a kimcha dechiti. That's lamed vav and aleph. The other ishtani is if it's mevushal or shalok or kavush or malich kiraseach. They're both a form of ishtani. So the Gemara now tells us din Amar Rav Zera ki avina be Rav Huna. When I learned in the yeshiva of Rav Huna, apparently he was a student there. Amar Lan, so the Rosh Yeshiva told us the following thing. Hanagagli did the lifto. You have a certain vegetable. So if you chop it up into big chunks, parmino prima rabba. If you cut it up and you have big chunks, that retains the bracha bar pri adam. But if you chop it up into tiny particles, he made it so fine, so thin, prima zuta, tiny pieces, that shakal nimidvar, because it's ishtani. Panam chadash ba'olakan, and it loses its original identity, it's considered the shinoi shank, and it's a synthetic food. Ki asana be'er av yudeh, when I switch from Rav Huna's yeshiva, to learn Rav Yehuda's yeshiva. So he told us, Amalon, not so. Idi vidi bar pri adoma. It does retain its original bracha, ay, but it's ishtani. Ay, de parminu tvei. Ay, but he made it so thin. It's mamish tiny particles. It's like liquefied. If you still have chunks, so that's tzuras ha'prini keres. But let's say he chopped it up so thinly, like powder. So he says, no, it's ishtani le'malyusa. Ay, de parminu tvei. Keech denam tektam. It's going to be tastier. It's going to be tasty if it's chopped up the tiny particles. So that's Ishtani Lemayusa, so it retains the original breath. Amar Avashi Gavina Be Ravkani says, when I learned him Ravkani's yeshiva Amalon, he's told us, Tavshila, the silk of the Lamavshabe, he says different kinds of soup. Not soup, latkes. Let's say it's a latkes. Tavshila, the silk, if you make some kind of a dish, a maichel, with silka, with beets, you don't put in so much flour, you just put in a little bit of flour, the devik bialma, that's bar pri hadam. But if you have tapshila de lifto, a different kind of vegetable, the mafshiba kimchi, put in the mafshiba kimcha tvei, where you mix in more flour than you do in the silka item. So that's not only the devik bialma, that's already to give it more body, to make it more filling. Then it becomes bar minimizanis, even though it's less than 50%. So the chameshes mina dogman is always dika. And then later on he backed out and he says it's not correct. Even by the second kind, it's also that's also the devik bialma. That's mamash tofel. Sometimes the chameshes mina dogman is mamash tofel. Sometimes bread is a tofel. He had the Mishnah later. Sometimes bread is a tofel. In each case, you got to judge. Amra chizde tapshe shal tardin. Tardin is the same thing as beets. Beets is healthy for the stomach, for the eyes, for the kishkes. Okay. Amra papa pshitali. This I know. May de silka kisilka. If you have vegetable soup, where you cook beets, so it's bar pri adama. May de lifta kalifta. And that kind of vegetable, if you cook that vegetable in soup. Taisa says, even if you strain out all the soup, it's also going to be huadam. Amaya de kulish lok, kulish lok. And any vegetables that you cook in water and you make soup out of it, even if you strain out all the particles, it's also going to be barbi adam. But boy, rapapa, this I'm not sure. Amrapapa, he says, this I know. All vegetable soup is huadam, even if you strain out all the particles. But he's not sure, what about maya de shiv samai? There's some kind of a spice that you put into the water. So is that enough of an asinas tam? A faint, sometimes you have vegetable soup that has a faint flavoring of a vegetable in it. Basically it has salt in it, or has sugar in it, that gives it the flavor. It's water with salt, and it has a faint flavor from the vegetable. So that's not called maya de silka, that's not called maya de shlokas. Maya de kula shlokas, it gave a real anum from the flavor. So he's not sure, what about this spice that's called Maya de Shifsa? What about Shabbos? Is that really nice and tam when you cook Shabbos in a soup? Is that called Nesinas Tam, or is it only Epis Laburi Zuham or Avdilo? It's Epis, if the water is not so good, so this counteracts the negative taste of the water, and then you put in a little salt, and that's what does the trick. But it's not really, it can't really qualify as a Bar Pi Adam. So he says, Toshmai quotes a Mishnah. If you have this spice, HaShabbos, so the din is that it's mekabel to masechon, even though if you have spices that people don't really eat. These spices are never eaten independently. You put these spices into food, and then you eat it, agav the food. So the Mishnah says, Achidish, that that's considered oichel, and it's mekabel to masechon. And if the din is that in order to be chayv and afrash is trumas and maizris, has to be royal achil osodim. If you have Michael Behem, it's not chayiv in Trumas and Maaser. We mentioned the other day, there's machlekes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim regarding Trumas and Maaser and Peres of Elon and fruits that grow on a tree. So the Rambam Shita is that is the Raisa, and everybody else holds that is the Rabbana. I think Marsa the Ferish, the Maaser Charuvin Baksa grows on a tree. The Maaser Charuvin is only the Rabbana. So the Rambam says, yeah, that's basically Michael Behem. That's not really Michael Adam, so that's why it doesn't count. And a little bit it is Michael Adam, so that's why we are Mafresh Trumas and Maisis Mirabbanan. If it's outright Michael Behem, you're not even Mafresh Mirabbanan. So the din is that spices, what's the story with spices that you don't really eat independently? This is a spice. You only eat it when you mix it in with a food. It's not tasty to eat the spice. It's not normal to eat the spice by itself. So the din is that you chayv in chumas and mice. It could be that it's only chumas and mice is midirabbanan. That's a discussion that Tosis has in the first perek. The Gemara says chumas tavlin is only the rabbanan. So Tosis discusses different kinds of tavlin. Different kinds of tavlin. So it could be that the chumas and mice is only the rabbanan. Okay, so it says Hashabbos, if you have this spice and you cooked it in a soup. So once you've already cooked it in the soup and it gave the nesinus tam, so no longer has the kedushas truma to it. Before you cooked it in the soup, it had kedushas truma. You were mafresh truma from it. Hashabbos, this spice mishinas natam bigdera. After you cooked it in the soup and it gave out all the flavor it's going to give, so same more mishum truma. No longer has a status of truma. You can throw it out in the garbage. Normally there's a dim mishmeres to my side. You're not allowed to throw it in the garbage like the dim by peir shvis lachlum lo nahefsid. There's a din in general of Bal Tashchis. You're not allowed to throw anything out, but sometimes there are exceptions to the rule. But by Truma and by Perish Vias, it's an absolute din. You're not allowed to throw it out, even if you don't plan to eat it. But once you cook this spice in the soup, and it gave its Nesinas Tam, so no longer has it Kedushas Truma, so you can throw it in the regular garbage, and it's no longer Mekabel Tuma. It's no longer called an Oichel. It already did its job, no longer called an Oichel. Sure, that's a Mishnah in Uktzeh. So the Gemara says, Shema min ha'isif, from the way the Mishnah words it, Hashabbos, that shifso, that spice, Mishnas natam b'gedera, it says Mishnas natam. So you see, it's not lavurei zuhama. You see, it's considered just as gesunta flavor as any other vegetable that you cook to make a vegetable soup. Shema mino lematuki taim avdilo shema mino. That's the din, that you would say bar pri hadoma on vegetable soup, even if the whole flavor only came from shifso. Only came from Shabbos. That's also called Nesinas Tam. Okay, tomorrow, believe them, we'll start from Pasas Numa Bekaimer. Got to do all the tasting here.